Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus Agriculture Economics and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Ag Globetrotter. Today's theme is the mistakes young farmers and ranchers make, and we will put it in two parts, part one, part two. On a cold, sunny winter day in a small Midwestern town, Dr. Ron Hansen, Professor Emeritus of the University of Nebraska, and I were engaging with an attentive audience of over 150 people. The participants represented all shapes and sizes of agricultural businesses and demographics. In one of the question and answer dialogues, we were asked, "What mistakes do you see young producers make?" Wow! The two of us could write a book on the subject to address many points. We have both observed that over the years, some young people start college or technical school thinking that they know all the subject matter. Yes, some courses can be less challenging. However, school has many benefits, one of which is networking and engaging with others who are not like you. This experience will often challenge your thought process. When challenged, some young people throw up a defense mechanism or are intimidated. This is going to happen in life, and the ability to critically think about points, concepts, and factors that are outside the box can be a valuable experience. The next big mistake is waiting too long for the family members to provide some management responsibility. Dr. Hansen discussed a situation with a 93-year-old matriarch still calling the shots in the business with a 68-year-old son, a 40-year-old grandson, and a 20-year-old great-grandson. As people live longer, failing to transition management is going to become a bigger challenge and issue in family businesses. The senior generation may have an ego and feel that because they own the farm and have the equity that they are going to call the shots. Often, lenders, lawyers, and accountants and Uncle Sam reap the benefits of this situation when an ego has gone bad, particularly with the senior generation. The next big mistake is when the younger generation returns to a situation that is not profitable, but has enough equity to allow the farm business to continue. A transparent forensic assessment of the financials with all partners included is a very early and high priority before the younger generation starts in the business. Be careful of using a Schedule F tax form because often the objective is to enumerate financial losses to reduce income taxes. And in some cases, an outside facilitator will conduct the assessment and analysis of accurate profits to ascertain the true level of net income for all generations. In the next Ag Globetrotter, we will continue the saga of the mistakes that young people make when entering into an agricultural business. See you the next time.